Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. Here's how you can make millions with a high ticket offer. So this is where the rubber hits the road, because I'm going to walk you through how to create an offer that you can sell for $2,000. Not a front end offer that's like $9 or $20 or even $100, but a high ticket back end offer that you can sell for $1,997. So let's go through this. Now, I've got my notes here. As usual, we'll tick these off as we go through them. The first thing is to focus on people's ultimate desired outcome. If you're going to get people to buy anything, you have to focus on giving them what they want. The biggest mistake I see in marketing is people creating some offer or creating some product and doing it based on what they think people want, or even worse, based on what they think people need. Now, this sounds kind of counterintuitive. You might think, surely if you create something that people really need, then they will buy it. Well, no, they won't. People don't buy what they need, they buy what they want. Now, an illustration of that is that most households throughout Western countries in the world have more budget spent on their TV than they do on their life insurance or their looking after their health, for example, right? They do what they want, not what they need. Now, the way that I demonstrate this is something called chocolate-covered broccoli. And this is something that phrase that I kind of came up with many, many years ago. Now, chocolate is the desire. Everybody wants chocolate. They want it. It's yummy. It's tasty. They desire it. However, it's not good for you, right? It's full of fat, full of caffeine. It's got sugar in it. It rots your teeth. It makes you fat. It's not great, right? If you just lived on chocolate, you would soon die, right? But people want it. So you can't just sell chocolate as much as you would like to. You'd make a lot of sales, but people would not get the right result, right? So in the marketing example, that would be the promise of, you know, push button riches, right? It's what everybody wants. Push this button, make $1 million. You'd sell a bunch of it, but when it didn't actually work because there's no nutritious value in it, then you're going to be hit with refunds, chargebacks, and you'll end up in jail, right? So that's chocolate. Broccoli, on the other hand, if we take broccoli, on the other hand, broccoli is a vegetable, it's nutritious, it's got vitamins in it, it's got all the good stuff that you could want, but people don't want it, right? It's got what you need, but not what people want. Now, if you sell broccoli in the marketing example, that would be like selling, you know, a training on how to set up an entire business, taking people through everything and saying, look, this is going to take you about 1,000 hours to do, but let me take you through absolutely everything. Yes, what people need. Do they want it? No. So they won't buy it. Now, both of those are bad, right? One of them's ethically bad, selling chocolate, but one of them's commercially bad, and that's selling broccoli. Right? You might think you're doing the right thing by selling broccoli. I'm going to give people really what they need. I'm going to show them what they need and just sell what they need. They won't buy it. So what ends up happening is you will actually help less people by purely giving them what you think they need, because nobody will actually buy it. So you won't move anybody forward. So the answer is to take your broccoli and take your chocolate and pour the chocolate onto the broccoli. And then you end up with what's called chocolate covered broccoli, where you sell people what they want, but you give them what they need. Now, this is not bait and switch. This does not mean you promise push button riches and then they get in the inside and you say, okay, it's not push button. You've actually got to work for 10,000 hours, right? That's bait and switch. It's not that. Chocolate covered broccoli is giving people what they need, which let's just say it's some training, but positioning it in a way, wrapping it in chocolate so that it's desirable, right? So that it also gives them what they want. And that's the key deliverable. So rather than like 1,000 hours of training, you would focus in on maybe just 5 hours or 5 videos that can get them their first result, right? It could get them their first result even in 24 hours, right? Or a week. So then the desire, or the chocolate in this case, could be get your very first sale within 24 hours, guaranteed. They buy it, and it's training which takes them through to get that first sale. It's not going to make them millions doing nothing. It's going to make them some money doing something. But it attracts them because it's chocolate-covered broccoli, okay? So it's very, very important. Now, that's important regardless of the price point you're selling. Whether you're selling a $9.95 front-end item, which we'll come on to developing that funnel later, or if you're creating the back end, you need to have chocolate-covered broccoli, something that people want, but also you've got to give them what they need. Now, with a back-end offer, you've got to massively over-deliver in terms of doing things for people and really fulfilling what I've said here is that ultimate desired outcome. What do they ultimately want, right? You might think, well, people in marketing, they want traffic, they want leads, they want sales. Yeah, but what deeper, dig deeper. What do they really want? Well, they want lots of money. Yeah, but why do they want that money? Well, they want financial freedom. Yeah, but why do they want financial freedom? So they can travel, so they can retire early, so they can look after their family. But why do they want that? And you keep peeling back the layers. Why? Right? Ultimately, people want freedom. They want a freedom of choice, a freedom to make decisions, and a freedom to do what they want when they want. If you dig down deep enough, that's what you'll get to. But as you go through that exercise of peeling back the layers, it shows you and demonstrates to you the kind of things you could offer to help people get those objectives. So you can then start to create an offer that's going to give them those things, right? So coming back to this, focus on the ultimate desired outcome. We've spoken about that. Chocolate broccoli, we've spoken about that. How do you start to come up with concepts of what you could give people and how you could create this? Well, that's where we're going to talk about ICES, I-C-E-S. Okay, we're going to do that over here. So these are the four things that any offer and every offer should do. And the better that you do these, or the more successfully you do these, the more you will sell of any given offer. The first is instant. Okay. The more instant you can make the outcome that you give people, the better. Okay. So let's just talk about an example. Let's talk about sales, trying to get somebody a sale on the internet. The slowest possible way would be you would train them on how to build their entire business and become an expert and create a members area and create a product. And then they would go off and copy all of this and do all of this. And then eventually they would get a sale, right? It's about a million miles from instant. Moving forward, you could give them a product that you've made and get them to sell it. It's a little bit more closer to instant. You could give them the promotional materials to promote the product, even closer to instant. You could give them vouchers to go buy traffic. You could even buy the traffic for them. You could even promote a product on their behalf using their affiliate link, send it out to your list and get the commission and give them the commission so they do nothing. You could even theoretically just wire them cash or turn up to their house and give them money, right? So the more you move, and all of these incidentally are on a sliding scale, right? So if you imagine a scale down here, a slider, right? We've got awesome over here. Let's say three ticks over here. And we've got like just one little tick over here, right? So you've got a sliding scale. Or actually, let's just say a cross, in fact, on this side. You've got a sliding scale for all of these. How instant can you make it? The more instant you make the result for all the components that make up your backend offer, the more you can charge for it and the more sales you'll make. Next, the C is for certain. Okay, the C is for certain. So let's just use traffic as an example to talk about certainty, right? If you taught people how to get traffic, the certainty of them getting traffic is almost nil, right? Even if the methods that you teach are amazing, there's no certainty they're going to go through all the training and then implement it consistently for long enough that they actually get results. Okay, so on that sliding scale of certainty, teaching or giving information is almost zero. 0% certainty. So how can you move that along? That's what you're trying to think of here. How can I move the slider along so that I can make things more certain? So this outcome can be more certain of what I'm offering. And you're going to think of this not just from your overarching, what your back end ends up being, what your back end $2,000 program is, but also for each individual component. You need to come back to this framework of ICES, I-C-E-S, and you need to look at each component and say, how can I make this the most instant, and how can I make this the most certain? So from the traffic point of view, training is the least certain. More certain than that would be maybe some done for you component where you give them templates on what to post on social media, or you give them videos they can go and put on YouTube that might get them traffic, or you give them credits for traffic, you let them advertise in your email newsletter, you get traffic for them and split the profits, or whatever, right? And you can keep moving that slider of certainty over, but the more you move it over and the more certain it is, the more people will buy it and the higher fee you can charge for it. This is how you get to the realm of $2,000. Training programs typically are like $10 to $20, right? Because they're not instant and they're not certain. But if you can think of creative ways that you can give people the outcomes they want and make them instant and certain, and these other two things that we'll talk about here, then you're going to have something that you can sell for $2,000 and more. The E is for easy. It must be easy. Because you can have something that's certain and you can have something that's instant, but if it's not easy to do, people aren't going to do it, right? They're not going to do it. Like you could say, look, I can show you how to, you know, burn 100 calories a day. It's pretty much instant and it's almost certain. And all it means, all you have to do is like, you know, get on one of these bikes, these exercise bikes, and just sprint with your heart rate at 200 beats per minute, just do that for 10 minutes straight every day, right? So it's like almost instant. It's certain it will work, but it's sure as hell is not easy, right? So that undermines everything. If it's not easy, they ain't gonna do it, right? They're not gonna buy it and they're not gonna invest $2,000 to get this. Okay, so let's use the example of list building. Let's just say you had a list building component where you're gonna help people build a list. And we're talking about now the component of easiness, right? A difficult way of doing that would be training. Here's how you do it. Here's how you go off and create a freebie, and here's how you create a landing page, and here's how you put it all together and build the autoresponder, and here's how you drive traffic to it. And when you do all of that, and eventually months down the line, you'll get some subscribers and you've got a list, right? That is not easy, okay? Moving that slider along so it's more easy or easier than that would be giving them a landing page, giving them a freebie they could use to build their own list, driving traffic for them, giving them your list, or doing all of this for you, doing all of this for them and building their list, setting up the autoresponder, creating the landing page for them, creating a freebie for them and driving traffic, and then they just collect the subscribers, okay? How easy is that, right? Very easy. So this is when you start to enter the realm of back-end products, because the more instant it is, the more certain it is, the easier it is. Now, this all comes down to kind of what I call this seesaw, or in America, they call this something different. For the life of me right now, I can't think of what it's called. But in the UK, we call this a seesaw. In America, they call it like a flippity floppity, or an up or down or something. Teeter totter. Is that what they call it? I don't know. But the idea is, let's just say this is a scale, right? So the higher the C is here, the harder it is, okay? So this up the way equals hard. And obviously by definition, therefore, the lower the C is, the easier it is, okay? Now on this C is you, the vendor. And on this C is the client. Now, to make things as easy as possible for the client, it needs to become harder for you to deliver on these things. The harder it is for you, the easier it is for the client. Now, on the other side of the coin here, to mix my metaphors, the harder you work on building deliverables that are certain, that are instant, that are easy, the harder you work on that, the more work you put into create something that is instant, certain, and easy, the easier it will be to sell, right? This completely flips, right? If you decide, actually, I want the easy life when I'm creating an offer, then guess what? You have to do the uphill work to sell it. Because if it's easy for you to create the offer and deliver on it, it means it's hard for the client to get results. And therefore, because it's hard for the client to get results, you've got to work even harder to try and sell it. So what you're doing here, as you're creating this infrastructure, a back end that you're going to use for many, many years, it's going to be the central pillar of your entire business, is you are going all out to do everything you can to get people instant, certain, and easy results. Bearing in mind, you're getting $2,000 a time every time somebody comes into this program. Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even repay the favor and give you something awesome in return. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show. So you've got money that you can use to do these things and help you achieve these outcomes. But the harder it is and the harder work you put in to create this offer and create outcomes that are instant, certain, and easy, the far easier it will be to sell. If you take the easy road and say, oh, it's going to be easy for me just to give them training, I'll do a few videos, I'll let them call me up whenever they want, we'll do a couple of one-on-ones. Easy for you, is that instant for them? No. Is it certain for them? No. Is it easy for them to get results with that? No, it's not. And because of all of that, you're going to have a really hard time trying to sell it, okay? So put the work in now so that when it comes to the sales time, it sells itself. Okay, this thing will sell itself if you do this in the right way, as I'm describing here. So move that slider as best you can over so that it's towards as easy as possible. Okay, now the S is for status. Okay, status. So what do we mean by this? Well, people buy things to get an improve, an increase in status, typically, right? You want to look good in front of your friends, in front of your peers, in front of your family, and so on. So people like to go up in the world. They like to feel their status has increased. So this is like a bonus thing that you can do. If you can create a back-end offer that improves people's status or their perception of their status, again, you are making it so that it almost sells itself and will be easily worth the $2,000 price point. Now, in internet marketing, depending on the niche that you're in, there are different things that give status, like, you know, being a published author, having your own website, having your picture online, you know, having, you know, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube or whatever it is. There are things that people in internet marketing look at and say, wow, I want that. That gives me a sense of status. It's down to you to think of those things and try and incorporate some of them into your back-end offer. And also incorporate these other items here, making it instant, certain, easy, and status boosting. So start drafting out ideas of what you could offer that's going to do all of these things for you, okay? So we've done ICES, instant, certain, easy, and status boosting. So it's really down to you now to come up with ideas for your back-end program. Now, the components, you can either approach this two ways. You can start just brainstorming a ton of components that are going to give people that desired outcome that they look for, start to map them all out, just brainstorm as many as you can and then piece them together in a package. Or you can dream up a overarching principle, like the overarching outcome, getting people to $5,000 in the next 30 days or getting people to 10K a month, right? You can do it that way and then reverse engineer it and say, okay, what would I need to build in to get people to that level? So you don't want to lose sight of the overall principle and guiding philosophy of your back end. Like, it's got to do something. There's got to be a story behind why you've created it. I created this because people always said they wanted to get to 10K a month. Or I created this because people said they wanted to get their first 10,000 subscribers. Or people wanted to make six figures a year. So I've created this six-figure business in a box. And here's all the components, right? So you don't just bundle a ton of components together. You need to have that overarching principle of what it's doing, right? And what you're trying to do with the overall brand and the name of this back-end program is you're trying to encapsulate their desired outcome and how instant, certain, and easy it is, and possibly even add status in there, right? So let's just say we were in the realm of gardening, right? Just to go totally outside of internet marketing, just to give an example here. a back-end program. What do gardeners want? Well, they want the most, you know, amazing garden. They want to spend a lot of time outside. They want to be, you know, have everybody in awe and wonder of their garden as they walk through the neighborhood and see their garden. So it could be something like the 90-day best garden in the neighborhood program, right? Or be the envy of every gardener in your city 90-day program or whatever, right? So the idea is you're putting a time limit on it so they know how quickly this is going to happen. And you're putting their desired outcome in the name of the program, right? Time and the desired outcome. And that conveys this essence of it being easy, relatively instant, and also certain, and gives them what they want, right? And that needs to be wrapped up into the name of the program. So don't just call the program like Igniter or like Initiator or, you know, Zumo or whatever. Like, it means nothing, right? You know, one of the program names I've come up with in the past is the $10,000 per month Internet Marketing Business Accelerator, right? It sounds like a mouthful, but I present it like that because it helps you get an internet marketing business which makes $10,000 per month, and it accelerates you to that. So each one of those words in the name of the program is there for a specific reason. Desired outcome, 10K per month. We even called it, to give it its full title, we gave it the 90-day 10K per month internet marketing business accelerator, right? It'll accelerate you to there. It's only for internet marketing businesses. It gets you to 10K a month, and it will do that in 90 days. So you see how everything there is wrapped up within the name of that program. And the name of that program was created before any of the individual components. I created the name of that program because I knew that's what people wanted, and it specified the time, the desired outcome, the fact it would be accelerated. And then I said, okay, how are we going to make this happen? Okay, using ICES, instant, certain, and easy. So you need to start coming up with ideas. We've spoken about that. We've spoken about the name. Branding, you need to get some kind of branding for this. This all needs to be done before you start creating stuff, before you actually create members area or training or deliverables or anything like that. You want to have a name for this thing locked in, and you want to have a brand. Now, by brand, that sounds over the top. You literally just need a logo, right? You can either go to fiverr.com or you can post out on Facebook. You'll find people that do these, right, for $50 or whatever. It's not a lot of money to go and get a logo for your back-end program. Now, I recommend you sell this at $19.97. You can offer, as I mentioned on a previous session, you can have payment plans later on for $1,100 today and then a further payment of $1,100. You could offer a five-part payment. You could even offer a monthly, okay? Now, the monthly we offer on one of our programs is 12 times 197. Okay, but again, it depends on how much profit you can actually generate at various price points. If you're going to spend $500 to give them the outcome that they want, then obviously you can't drop to such a low price point. It depends on what you're delivering, right? On what you're promising, of course. Next is the deliverables themselves. Okay, so at this point, you need to start just brainstorming. There are no wrong answers with brainstorming. You're just getting as many ideas as you can about what you could provide these people that's going to actually get them that outcome that they want. And you want a name for each of these things. Just like we named the overall program, you want to name each individual component. You know, the instant traffic service, the, you know, get a list with your hand, you know, the hands-free list system. Right, so each of the individual names of the individual components also needs to confer and infer that sense of instant, easy, and certain. The guaranteed instant list service, right? I mean, like, who wouldn't want that, right? It's guaranteed. I'm going to build you a list. It's instant. You don't need to do anything for it. I'm just going to give you 100 subscribers, and it's a service. It's done for you, right? So every name of every component needs to get across that it's instant, certain, and easy. Okay. Now, for each of the components, as you're drafting these out, and again, you're not creating them at this point. You're just creating the idea of them. You're not actually getting in and starting to build them all. What you need to do is you need to write down the what, the how, and the why. Okay, we'll tackle these one at a time. The what, the how, and the why. So for each component, you need to really illustrate what is it. Okay, what actually is this thing? Don't just say it's the blah, blah, blah list service. What is that? What does it mean? Next, how does it actually work? when you come to pitch this back-end offer, you're going to have to explain in a short period of time how this thing works, this particular component. Don't assume that people are going to know. Like, how does this work? Well, how this works, this automated list system, how this works is simple. I've got 20,000 subscribers. I'm going to take 100 of them. I'm going to introduce them to you. I'm going to put them into your list. They'll be aware of it. They will have opted in, and you now have 100 subscribers, right? So you're explaining how it works. So you explain what it is. You explain how it works. The next thing you do is you explain why you're actually including it in the offer. Why? Always use reasons why. Here's why I created this program as a whole, because people were saying they wanted to get to 10K a month. Here's why I included this component. You need to have a list in order to generate consistent revenue. So that's why I've included this list building component, because you can just click send and you can make money on demand, right? And again, this is just examples off the top of my head that I'm giving you, but you need to give a reason why you came up with a program as a whole and then a reason why you've included each component, okay? Right. Next, so we've covered the what, the how, and the why. The next thing you need to do for each component, and again, you're just jotting down notes on this as you come up with each component, you need to talk about the alternative, the benefit, and the value. So the alternative is you need to explain to them what their alternative is if they went and did this themselves. Okay, so if you went off and did this, you know, if you tried to get your own list, you'd have to go off and become an expert so you could create a freebie or an ebook that people are going to want to opt in for. You'd have to create a landing page, and you'd quickly, briefly explain all of the nightmare scenario that they would have to go through if they were going to get the outcome that this component gets for them, right? So they can think and see in their mind, oh my God, they are already thinking of the value and the time that saves and the money that saves. They're already thinking, well, I don't want to do all of that stuff you've just said, right? Now, you're not making this up. You're not exaggerating. You're literally saying, well, step by step, this is what you had to do. This is what I've had to do to get to this position. Now I'm just giving it to you. If you need the alternative, if you don't get this given to you by me, is you'd have to do this, 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 and this, right? So for every component, you need to talk about the alternative. That leads naturally into the benefit and the value. So the benefit of having this is you don't have to do blah, 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 blah. And because of this, the value on this is $5,000 or whatever you genuinely think the value is. Because if you were to go off and spend 10,000 hours becoming an expert, even if your time was only worth 20 cents an hour, then you'd be worth, it'd be worth this. And then you'd have to buy landing page software. You'd have to create an ebook, get that branded, blah, blah, and so on, right? Explain the alternative, explain the benefit, and there derive the value, and therefore it's worth $3,000. Now, most people don't do this when they're going through their back-end offer and pitching and selling their back-end offer. They just say, okay, and the next thing you get is this instant list building service. It's great. It's worth $3,000. What? Like, what is it? Why have you included it? How does it actually work? What's the alternative if I didn't get this of doing it myself? And what's the benefit of this and what the value is? When you explain it in all this different detail, people get the value. You know, all those values you see on webinars and they stack it, oh, this is worth like $100,000. You're like, there's no way it's worth it. If you come on one of my presentations, you know that it's worth at least what I've said, because you've understood how it works and why I've included it and what the alternative is if you were to try and do it yourself. So you fully appreciate that, yeah, it is that one component of 12 or whatever is worth $3,000. Okay, very, very important you do that for each component. And then once you've done that, and you've got your list of components, then it's the grunt work of getting the members area ready. It's of creating all of this stuff, pulling it all together, getting all the components ready, all the deliverables, the little video trainings that you might include, the access to you if you're going to include that, the done for you components, how you're going to hook them up with maybe traffic or send them, wire them cash, or get them commissions or mail out to your list or whatever it is you're going to do that's going to make it instant, certain, and easy for them and boost their status. You need to start building all of this stuff. And once that's all built and ready, and you've got the brand, you've got the overarching name of the program, and you've got each of the individual components also named with the same methodology and those reasons why, how, what benefits, the value, and the alternative of doing it themselves, you are then ready to move to the next stage. Hey, Trainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank